This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
On Hope 1032, we've got something special this afternoon. Of course, if you're a fan of human nature, you will have heard of Andrew Teaney, and I'd like to introduce you to his best mate. It's okay for me to call you his best mate, surely, Tim?
Is that okay, Andrew?
That's okay, Tim.
Okay. Yeah, Timothy Dunfield, Pastor Timothy Dunfield, a.k.a. now Finding Faith as a brand new duo. Welcome to the show, guys. Well,
thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, this is kind of the first question that I definitely need to know from a human nature perspective. Are you still part of human nature? How are they feeling about this?
Oh, they're actually really supportive. We did a show on Saturday night in Las Vegas. We're still very much together, and I just jumped on a plane with Tim on Sunday to come out here and promote the album. But the guys were all very thankful because they've gone on vacation now. So Andrew, they were kind of, yeah, go for it, Andrew. You'll be great. We'll just go to Spain and Disneyland and have some fun. But you know, we've been together for 28 years, so there's no, you know, is Andrew becoming the Yoko of the group or the Lennon of the group, but
Make me the Yoko.
You're Yoko.
I don't like that.
You guys just get to have fun with a new project, but it is kind of funny to think that you've got a pastor and then you've also got a resident Vegas act at the moment, at least, coming together. Tell us how this actually started.
Well, it actually started with me leading worship at a church in Las Vegas, and one day this guy walked up to me after the service on Sunday and said, I'd like to join the worship team, and I didn't know who Andrew was. And so I was like, well, you'd have to audition, you know, what do you do? And he goes, I sing a little. I was like, okay, because singing a little, everybody thinks they can sing. So mm-hmm. I said, well, we've got to do an audition, and you know, we'd have to do an interview, and just the whole process that you walk through with someone who wants to join the team. So he sent me some links to Human Nature as his audition. And a lot of people send you links of them singing on YouTube, and they're not stellar.
No.
And so it took me a couple of days, and I finally said, okay, I'll go and listen to these links. And I discovered Human Nature and discovered Andrew, who somebody actually called the eighth wonder of the world the other day. They said his harmony is the eighth wonder. So I'm sitting here with the eighth wonder.
Gee, that's a good compliment. Take that.
Yeah, I think that guy was tripping a little bit. Yeah.
But, you know, so, you know, I said, okay, I called him and I said, we've got to talk, you know, definitely. And so we sat down and we had coffee, and Andrew was very humble, and he actually did audition.
Wow, what was that audition like?
Team. It was more just, you know, when Tim invited me to join on the worship team. I got up there on a Sunday and I didn't lead at all. I just kind of sang background vocals. And I think it was more just to see what my character was like, you know, because he could obviously tell I could sing, but it was more just to see that it's not just another stage for me.
Right.
It was something that was actually genuine and worshipful. And that's been a learning curve for me too, because even though I wanted to worship and be part of the team, it was something new to me.
Yeah, but even in the music that you've done previously, it is quite uplifting, but I don't know that people would have realised that you had a personal faith and that it was something that was important to you. Has it always been a part of your life?
Yeah, it has been. I mean, I'm really thankful my mum and dad brought me up in the church. We went to a Catholic church. So, you know, from as I was a kid, I would have to go. And then in my teens, I didn't so enjoy it. I kind of went more as a felt like a chore, I suppose. Mm. And then I never walked away from it, but I kind of just wasn't actively involved. And then I met my wife, and her family had faith in their life as well. They went to Presbyterian church, so I started going back to church with her a little bit. But it's never been something I really I never put it at the forefront of my life.
Mm.
And it was always just there, and I've had a very blessed life, but I kind of probably took a little bit for granted until more recently, and it's just, I know it's always been there, but right now it's at the forefront for sure.
And what made you decide to make that change, to actually shift it to the forefront and decide to make it something that you speak about freely and that's important to you in that kind of way?
Well, I think God saved me from the lowest point in my life when I was struggling with drinking. And I, you know, it kind of affected my relationships, affected everything, and it was the first time, as I said before, I feel like I've been so blessed in my life with a great family, with a beautiful wife and a career that's very successful. And so I kind of been skating along, you know. I think a lot of people, they struggle in so many other areas that I never have. And so I, even though I did have this faith, I didn't lean on it, you know. Mm. I just kind of just took it for granted. And then through this time, I just couldn't, for the first time in my life, I couldn't just rely on myself. Even though I know, you know, we write into it in good hands, that I know God's been there the whole time. But this time it was like I had to go down to look up, you know.
Yeah.
It was really tough.
So how's it different being able to talk really honestly in lyrics, and even for you, Tim, as well, being part of this partnership where you're writing songs that talk about that more intimate personal space? What's that like for you guys, and how is that different for you, Andrew, from some of the other projects you've done before?
Well, I'll just say from my perspective that it's a blessing to be able to write from that personal perspective, to be able to say, you know, in my case, you know, I've had faith my whole life. I've walked away from it in my teens as well and in my early 20s and had some very dark days, and it was my faith that got me through it. And so to be able to just draw on that and say, it's okay to talk about that, that, you know, in life, we all have faith. I mean, people have faith in all sorts of different things. And we've found this faith that we have in Jesus, and that faith gets us through, and it helps us through the dark times. And so we just want to share that with people. We want to share the fact that it's okay to talk about this. It's okay to say we lean on someone bigger than ourselves.
Mm. And has the writing been different for you this time?
So much. You know, I'd stepped away from songwriting a little bit because the early Human Nature Records, Mike and I, my brother, we would write a lot of the songs. And I can't say I ever drew on life experience so much to write those songs. It was more about a perceived experience, you know, my baby or she left me and all, you know, why am I always the last to know? And, you know, telling everybody, you know, I don't think I ever did tell everybody what I did last night, that kind of thing. But they're all lyrics and that, you know, it's nice poetry, but yeah. It wasn't coming from deep within. I could put myself in a situation and write about it. But having done the more concept records with Human Nature, I'd stepped away from my songwriting. And I've written songs all my life. One of the first songs this is really cheesy, but I was dating a girl called Misha.
Mm.
And so the song I wrote was A Misha Too Much.
That sounds like an early beginnings of a song right there.
It was wow. Misha Too Much. I thought it was so clever. but I think back at the songwriting's always been something I've loved. And so my faith brought me back to it because I could finally now write lyrics from a place that was true. And I was actually writing them as prayers. You know, I thought I was – when I say these worship songs are prayers, I didn't realize that every worship songwriter in the world says that. But I guess that's the discovery. That's where that's where I was coming from. And so these songs – some of the lyrics are prayers that I've actually prayed and do, and that's the purest thing about this.
Yeah, and you guys could have written a book together or even wrote a series of sermons about your life story. Why did you choose music and finding faith as the expression for this journey?
Well, music just spoke to both of us. I mean, obviously, Andrew, you know, has a great career in music, and I've been a musician my whole life and intertwined that in my ministry. And so that was a common language that we spoke. It seemed natural for us to write these songs. I mean, I write sermons. I've written a novel or two, but this was something that for us, it just spoke to us. And when we sat down the first time to write songs, you know, I would bring an idea and he'd make it better, and he'd bring an idea and I'd make it better, I think.
No, you did.
Yeah. And so that, you know, that kind of safety and that sort of respect that we had for each other as songwriters and as musicians, it just felt like a very natural way for us to express our faith.
Yeah. And Andrew, you became a dad as part of, during the writing process for this album, which is a really cool life milestone.
Yeah.
Did that shape or affect how you came to the songwriting and creative process at all?
Well, it definitely shaped one of the songs on the record, Precious Life, because we were going to be dedicating Violette on Mother's Day last year at our church. And I just said to my wife, Heather, I feel like I want to write a song for that to sing at her dedication. And so I had that lyric, How Can You Be So Beautiful, was just something that I'd literally say in my head every time I looked at her. And I know just becoming a dad, I couldn't wait for it because I knew... Everyone says, you know, that's the love that God has for us, like that we have as parents for our children, and that selflessness, that kind of unconditional love, and to be able to experience that even deepens my faith. And
yeah,
great.
And the title track, Good Hands, or rather the lead single, Good Hands, is incredible.
Thank you. Tell
us about that song and what you've included in that lyrically.
That song is such a funny song because we were writing it from different perspectives at the same time and not knowing that we were writing this song. I was going through kind of a challenge at work. Our church had lost a pastor, and we were struggling, and I wasn't sure if I was going to have a job much longer.
Mm.
And, you know, I was driving home one day, and I pulled over to the side of the road because God just sort of, you know, put this peace on me. And he said, you know, I've got you in my hands. And I thought about that, and I thought, he doesn't just have me, he's got the whole world. And so I had this lyric in my head that the hands that hold the world hold my heart, and the hands that heal the world heal my heart. And so I kind of told Andrew about this lyric that I had, and he said, well, that's weird because I've been working on this song too called Good Hands, about how, you know, God's got us in his hands. And so he was writing something he actually thought was the chorus that turned into the verse, and then the lyric that I had turned into the chorus. And we were co-writing with a guy from Hillsong called Dean Usher. So we told him about it, and he just said, that's a song. Like, we've got to write that song together because it just came out of such real places for both of us.
Yeah. So what does remind you in the times where life is hard, where you look around and the world is just breaking, what reminds you and convinces you that, yes, God actually is good?
In, I mean, I can only cite a moment more recently when there was that hideous massacre in Las Vegas, the guy...
The mass shooting.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, we have a prayer garden at this church, the church I attend. And so I went to go to the gym, and I just didn't go to the gym. I went to the prayer garden.
That's a good excuse. If anyone's going to use one, that's a good one.
But it was real, and I just couldn't get my head out of it. I was just thinking, how could God let this happen, you know? And I just thought... And then I came home and I was talking to Heather, and, you know, faith is very real to us, and it's helped us through some really bad times. And I just remember talking to Heather, and I said, you know, this God, we so believe in God. And so how do you even wrestle with why this happened? And how do you even see that God is good in that moment? And then I had to take the stage the next night and perform with the guys, and I was trying to work out how we even address what went on, you know, because people were coming to be... People wanted to move on with their lives that hadn't been directly affected. And then this whole city just came together, like people were giving blood. And for the first time I've been there in 10 years, the city felt like one, you know, because they'd all experienced this huge tragedy together. And in that moment, that's when you see that God is good, because it was the love of the city and the love of the people that kind of began to overshadow the hideousness that had happened.
Yeah. But that, to me, that makes so much sense, because God, he thinks that happen in the world that aren't good. He usually takes those and makes them good. I mean, he brings something good out of them. And, you know, for the mass shooting, we saw how he, you know, brought this city together, and so many people were able to talk about, we need to learn how to love each other, and we need to learn how to live together, and we need to learn how to respond to stuff like that. And, you know, in my own life, I have 3 children, and 2 of them were born blind.
Wow.
And so, you know, that to me was devastating. You know, how am I going to raise these, you know, children with their disabilities, and what is that going to mean for them? And I just had all of these, you know, like, coming, I've been a pastor, and I've served you my whole life, God, and what are you doing, you know, to me? And then I just had to come back to this realization that it's not what God is doing to me. This is the results of this sinful world that we live in. And as a believer, I could hold on to my faith and say, I know that at some point, God, you're going to bring something good out of this.
Yeah.
And I may not see it today or tomorrow, but I'll see it someday. And if they don't get healed in this life, they will in the next. And to me, that was such a hope to, even out of the darkness of that situation, you know, God gave me hope. And just to see my kids now, I mean, they're in their 20s and they're in university, and my daughter's going to law school, you know. And
wow.
I mean, they are just, you know, to see how God's used, you know, allowed that situation. I don't think he caused it. He allowed that situation, but now he's brought something so good out of it. Yeah.
It's a good dose of perspective, and it's been such a pleasure chatting with you guys. I do want to finish on a fun note.
Okay.
Now, you did say that you went into the back catalogue of Human Nature, so some these you might have already heard, but I found some of the old favourites, and I just wanted to know, Andrew, your first perspective when you hear things like this.
Sleeveless shirts.
I'm glad you said that, because I thought of the white tank tops, and like they're like Bond shirts with the sleeves ripped off. There's not even a V, no collar. And what about this one?
I still think that's a great song. I love that song. We sing it actually in the show often in Vegas. And I think of John Farnham and that amazing kind of moment where we got to sing with him. And we were just out of our first record, we got to sing with a legend. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, would have felt pretty cool at the time. Okay, here's the last one. I won't do it to you after this point. You have to hear the intro, though, for this one.
Wow.
Listen to that.
96. This is Human Nature with Wishes.
And the film clip, absolutely, I'm sure, had Vaseline on the lens for that one.
Yeah, it did. And I think of Mike's curly hair in this, because he had this, like, almost looked like he was wearing a mop on his head. But it was memorable, that hairdo.
Yeah, very much so. It's recorded in history. But guys, thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.